Thursday, September 9th. The president was fascinated this morning to get a report on the Kennedy Center opening of the mass last night. I described the program and Bernstein's performance and everything to him. And after asking a few questions and making a few comments, he paused a minute, and this was over the phone, and then said, I just want to ask you one favor. If I'm assassinated, I want you to have them play Donnie's Inferno and have Lawrence Welk produce it, which was really pretty funny. He's talking about ideas for getting things going on the college campuses, and had me over the EOB at 11 o'clock, just before he was going to leave for the speech to Congress, to review some ideas. He wants to get Rogers out talking about peace, and Pete Peterson out giving his foreign trade pitch. Feels we should pick key states and move in on them. He also raised the point that he was concerned about Ogilvie and Illinois. He thinks that our people are relying too much on the Illinois political leaders, and he's afraid Ogilvie is a terrible drag on us and that we don't have anyone else to rely on. He wants to be sure we avoid the party hacks and that we don't tie totally on the governor there. He did a superb job on the speech to Congress, and all the reactions were very good, especially on his presentation and delivery. He called right afterwards and on the phone and said, well, it was a damn dull subject, but that's as good as it could be said. And then he commented that he feels we need a speech doctor to go through and write in cheer lines like FDR had after the speech is written, which is what the president now has to do. Later this afternoon, he got back into the subject of how much time we want on TV and that sort of thing. He's trying to weigh the question of visibility, whether we should have been on television for the Congress thing today. Maybe the country's in a shape where they want more appearances from the president and so on. We had a little flap after his meeting with Conley in that Conley was concerned about a memo he received signed by the president telling him he couldn't go over 20% in the Japanese negotiations on the yen. The president felt we should never do a thing like this without checking Conley first. And he was upset with Alex and me and so on for putting this on. We tracked it down, discovered it was a Kissinger proposal, so he called Henry in. Henry pointed out that the directive said that it was just the opposite of what Conley had implied. In the first place, the president hadn't signed it. Henry had. Secondly, it had been designed for the purpose of putting the responsibility into Conley's area and keeping the other people out of it. Kissinger had read it to Volcker in a meeting and then sent it over to Conley's office, asking if there was any problem before he sent the memo. So we're back to the problem of internal dissension in Treasury, which I think is fairly substantial. I think Volcker and Walker are both working to try and split Conley from the White House and build their own status with him. Tonight was the symphony concert opening at Kennedy Center. The president went, handled it very well. Called me after the concert at home, said he would have chosen a different program. He thought the orchestra was very good, but that Dorati was trying to show off by doing the Stravinsky thing, that Stern was wasted on a Mozart chamber music piece, and the great chorus was wasted with that odd Schumann composition. So the only quote he put out was that the orchestra has found a beautiful home and the acoustics were great. He again expressed his pleasure at not having had to go to the mass the night before, which certainly was the right way to handle that. End of September 9th.